If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
Drive 959
on Kaya.
On the street, on the air.
Okay, coming up in this hour, we got something interesting because some of us, we like to travel.
Yep.
We like to see other parts of the world. Yep. So one of the questions that we wanted to ask, you know, because most of us love Durban, not only because it's friendly, but it's also warm. You know, during winter, when you want to avoid the winter in Johannesburg, you just go to Durban. So we wanted to find out from the Kaya family that, is Durban still your holiday destination? If not, where? What's your option? What is your option? And we're just asking because we are curious. Like that.
Yeah, and maybe you let us know if when you're not going to Durban for a holiday, where are you going? Mm. And maybe give us some light in here. Maybe Mpumalanga is the one to visit.
I go to Dullstroom. It's in Mpumalanga, yeah. Most beautiful part of South Africa.
It's nice.
Yeah, it's nice. It's just after Middelburg, actually. You off ramp just after Middelburg, mm-hmm. And you find yourself in Dullstroom. Even the president hangs out in Dullstroom.
So you hang out.
Is your mic on?
No. Yeah. Hey. So do you hang out with the president in Dullstroom?
Listen, I've seen Cyril enough. I don't hang out with him. No, I don't hang out with him. But yeah, we're asking, yeah, you know, if not Durban, when last did you go to Durban?
Sure, it's been a minute. It's been a minute since I've been to Durban. Mm-hmm. And I do hope that I will get to go there quite soon. Because I still think that Durban has got quite a bit to offer. But I will agree with you, Mpumalanga is gorgeous.
In 2015,
yeah.
7.4 million people visited Durban. 2015, fast forward, 2024, 800,000.
No!
That's a big dip. Eh?
That's a dip and a half. From 7.4, 9 years later,
yeah,
is 800,000 people.
Not even reaching a million.
Not even reaching a million that visit at Durban.
Why? And you can imagine, I mean, I think a lot of their money comes from tourist attractions.
Mm.
It comes from people visiting Durban. So you can imagine how big the hit is. And you know what? We know that COVID played a role because people couldn't travel and all of that. The looting played a role.
Yeah.
The disastrous leaking of sewages into
floods
the sea.
And stuff, yeah.
Floods played a huge role. Mm. So it does make sense why it dropped, but I never thought
huge, man.
This drop would be this big.
And when it comes to business, it's obvious it's over in a heat. Because if 7.4 million spent over 19.2 billion in 2015, now it's only 1.6 billion.
Can you imagine?
What?
The hospitality sector definitely has to do something amazing.
There you go, Kaya family. Call us, please, 086-000-0959. Drop us your voice note, 063-688-0959, 19 past 4. We've got a phone call because we're talking about something very interesting.
We're
adults. We want to go on holidays. We've got nephews and nieces and kids. And we're always looking for a destination. But as you know, Durban has always been the destination for most of us. Because even if you can't afford to fly, you can always drive.
Yeah,
you
know, it's accessible.
You can club 500 kilometers. Ilula lentole. So we want to find out from you, Kaya family. And we've got, it's a Tuto. Hey, Tuto.
Oh, hey, everyone. Hey, everyone.
Hey, Tuto. Skumba and Komuto want to talk to you.
Yeah, no, it's so good to be on the show, guys. Yes, I'm a fan.
Thank you, man. Siyabonga. So tell us about Durban.
Please.
Yes,
she's a victim already.
To the Banshoba.
Why?
The instigator is quiet. Yo, let's go.
I'm gonna call him on the phone to talk to us. Tell us about Durban.
Okay, tell us about Durban, Tuto.
Oh, yeah, no, I used to stay in Durban, and mm-hmm. I used to visit Durban a lot when I wasn't staying there, but I don't go anymore because of everything, so 32 each and whatnot, so I don't go. The last time I went on vacation was last month. I went to Dullstroom, and I actually enjoyed myself.
I told you guys!
It's a beautiful place.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful place. And
what's happening at Dullstroom? Okay, what is a tourist attraction at Dullstroom?
I mean, I'm cutting my head on the medium, so I don't know any tourist places. I went to a chalet, and it was overlooking a lake, and we just stayed in there the whole time.
The mountains,
just swam, and that was
nature.
The mountains,
yeah.
The nature, man, it's amazing. It's amazing. And I'm going to Maputo next month. So,
sure.
Yeah, I'm going to see how that goes.
Nice one.
All right, me out.
Yeah.
Nice one.
Hola,
I'm for it.
Yo, on this topic of Durban, you know, I don't know if it's just the tourist industry, but it's everything, man. Even the nightlife. Durban is dead. There's something going on. I think it's all the killings, really, because nobody just wants to go there. Mm. Nobody wants to party past 10 p.m. Durban is just dead, man.
And I think it's all in our best interest, by the way, for Durban to come back up.
Absolutely.
It's exactly. Really benefit South Africa for Durban to do well, because everything connects at the end of the day. Rinalo, one kitty of money that goes to everything. So it's really, really important. But wabana habuaka, like the killings and stuff, it actually makes sense why the nightlife would also now die down or be a bit more quieter.
And I was reading somewhere last week, Eyatin is closed.
A long time
what?
Ago.
Imagine. Like, I only exactly.
Ago.
Only found out about 2 weeks ago. Which
no, a long time. The owner passed away.
Yeah, the owner passed away.
I remember.
And then, but that.
So, for me, I started going to Durban in 1997 when I landed in Joburg from Maftown. And the dance scene wasn't really taking over because of political killings, right? And we started doing gigs in Abotira, used to be places like White House. And that's where Pakistan, it all started, and everyone started, you know, and everyone started falling in love with KZN once again.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but I love it. I actually miss going to Durban. I'm going to go there for no reason. Even if
I'm going there next week.
I don't have it. Yeah, you're going for a reason, because there's a check waiting for you there. So please, don't make a fool of us. You're going there for a check. You're not going to visit any relatives.
But I'm part of the entertainment.
Mara, what are you doing next? Oh, you are working there.
Paul, and we're doing 7 July. Hello.
Who's we?
All of us.
I never dressed. Buy me a dress.
Crystal Waters, classic music. A music you can jam to as you drive on the highways and the byways in the afternoon, bringing a well-deserved smile, is Sikumba, who's going to Durban for free. He doesn't have any gigs. And Khamutso, she hasn't been to Durban in a minute. And Glenn Zito, I last went to Durban a month ago.
Oh, that's not too long ago.
Yeah, no. And Mina, I drive to Durban, like, because you know I like driving. Pack my bags. 9 a.m., I'm on the road.
But then when are we going to the horses? Are we flying together? How are we doing it?
With who?
Lue.
I'm driving. I'm driving to Durban.
Ugh, no.
We'll go to Durban
okay,
tonight.
No, it's fine. Driving. It's fine. You drive so that you can be our transport. We'll fly.
No, I'm driving. Man.
What? Guys, I don't like driving.
Yeah,
that's fine. I've got two cars when I get to Durban.
Also. No, you don't.
We'll be doing our own thing.
Get a message from me. I'll tell you to Prakin. Shout out to Prakin, one of the most. Like I'm a hot man.
I love it.
Some people don't know, Guti, and many don't know, Guti. Going to Mauritius is way cheaper than going to Cape Town.
Yeah.
But let them.
That is so true.
It's so true.
That is so true.
I'm sure even going to Thailand is cheaper than going to Cape Town.
I know guys who go to Durban like Cape Town every year around December, they spend around $250,000.
Yeah.
And I always say to them, dude, okay, I know you love Cape Town, but once in a while, try another destination and you'll come back with so much change.
It's the wine lands. The wine lands have really, really captured the way we socialize now, the way we party, and they're gorgeous. Who wouldn't do it? It's gorgeous.
I wouldn't do it. It's gorgeous. Hey, we got Nati.
Hi, Ken.
How are you, Nati?
Niapira
Nami. Welcome.
Cheers. Welcome to KFM.
Ah, no, thank you. You're the first person to welcome me here.
Wow.
Ken, you know, my input is just two things. I think first one is the comment from people who are from the kingdom of the Zululand. Anything that, you know, you write on all the social media platforms, when they come through and respond, it's almost always, you know, tribalist.
Tribalism, yeah.
Yeah, tribalism, I think, is one of the things. And then the second part, I think, is the AI blew it. So if you check, only if you watch AI blew it, most of the people when they got their millions, they went there and there.
Thank you, Nancy.
People are scared to go to Devon because they'll blow it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know when I blew it, when I was 20 months out, the first thing, where did they go? Devon.
Yeah. It's accessible.
I've never experienced any negative things, to be quite honest. In the past 20 years, I've been going to Devon. Mm-hmm. I go wherever. You'll find me Guamashu, Umlazi, in the wee hours of the morning. So,
and
yeah.
You've always been fine.
Yeah, I've always been fine. Okay. And sometimes there'll always be a few rotten apples. You know, you should not. I find people who are negative, we listen more to people who are negative than the people positive. Who are positive. Yes.
You know, it's even when you comment, let's say you post a picture when I was cool, okay. And 3,000 people say, oh, Skumba, you look amazing. Yeah. Oh, you're doing great work.
Yeah.
That one person who says, ah, Mara Skumba, when I'm bored.
Yeah.
That's the comment that we all
Absolutely.
Focus on.
Absolutely.
It's such a problem with
those you ignore and you walk away.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Absolutely. And not waste your energy. There'll always be negative people in life. Because it's like they're just sitting there waiting to criticize.
Yeah.
There are
good morning.
Like that.
What makes it good? Aibo. Aibo.
Voranje, good morning. Voranje. But at the same time, Devon still has beautiful places to like. Devon is not a city pen. Like KwaZulu-Natal is so broad.
Yeah.
We went to KZN with Devon Tourism, and we went to the home of John Langa Lbalele Dube,
yeah.
The first president of the ANC.
ANC, for sure.
The history in that place.
Ridiculous.
Like, we were there for 4 hours, and Lebaba was narrating the stories of how things were happening, on how John Langa Lbalele. But like, you're like, okay, I don't know this history, and I want to learn more. But
that's also Nelson Mandela capture site.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so it's those little things that are part of our history that we don't know. China from your Devon, say we go to the beach, we go to Florida, Sambasia,
Gamex,
Chile. That's not Devon. That's not Devon.
It's Devon.
No, fam.
That's
not Devon.
That's Khomotso. It's still Devon. I get Khomotso.
A droplet of Devon.
Yeah. Like, thank
but
you.
But it's still Devon.
Droplet.
Guys, Khomotso is a link with Devon. Please, I'm serving the moment. I'm going to go to the office and I'm
Yo, Kulmahan, Devon, guys, Nyabuza Kumba Okalela Yadin, guys, Madame Ascument Yadin, Makahati, Makatu, most of the Tafule, Yadin was not it. Yadin, and Jay, but we peer pressure and Jay, social media, Obufuna, let us tremble, say, Ungana, Patawa, Makatuala, Payam.
I've never been a fan yet, Devon. Like, I don't like Devon. First time I went, I didn't enjoy it. And then I went to Cape Town. Ever since, every time when I think of a vacation, Mzansi, Cape Town, it's the place to be.
I think we all developed resentment towards Durban when the July unrest started and the entitlement of how everything was handled. So for me personally, no, going to Durban, Devon can miss me. There's been too much happening. The sewer spillage, not taking it very seriously. Like, honestly, they've killed Devon. They know themselves, they've killed it.
Believe you me, everyone who is a runner, not even a runner, will be in Devon from the 7th of June. We're going there for Comrades Marathon. Well, I'm going with my team in my running club, so I get to meet a whole lot of Jobbikers there. Devon, we're coming. Well, it's not as popular as it used to be, but definitely Comrades time, everyone is there.
But onkintini esikhathisayo bafethu. Onkintini esikhathisayo. Ayikhakazi impumalanga manje. Onkintini esikhathisayo. Ayi Devon bafethu, ayi dangerous. Maphara. Lapha ebeach yoyo. Kumele uvale amawindow balahlwa imali enhle kuda hhayi awusakhululeki uma uda ibeach hhayi Durban bafithi hhay sakhipha hhayi security reasons nje hhayi sakhululeki
Drive 959 with Glenn
Khomotso and Skumba
Monday to Friday 3 to 6 p.m. If you missed it live catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za